the last words of Jesus. Pag sinabing the last words of Jesus, most likely ang mga ano sa atin na yun, mga seven last words na tao, siete palabras, we grow up to that. That Jesus was on the cross saying, I thirst. Saying, Son, behold thy Father. Father, behold thy Son. Saying, it is finished. Yes, those were the words of Jesus on the cross. But those were not the last words of Jesus Christ. The last words of Jesus Christ is what we have read in Matthew chapter 28, 18 and 20. And this happened when 40 years have, 40 years ago, sorry, excuse me, 40 days has passed since he resurrected. Jesus Christ rose from the dead the first day of the week after that Passover, and for 40 days he dealt with the disciples, because they still need reassurance. They still need to be comforted. As we have studied earlier, the beginning days of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the disciples are said in the text that we read earlier, they were perplexed. Diba? They were perplexed. Hindi sila makapaniwala. Really, the scripture said they did not believe that Jesus rose from the dead. So Jesus has to teach them some more. And you know that the Lord has taught them some more, because there was this incident that Peter started to wander around and say, I will go fishing. I will go fishing. And John and James said, oi, we'll go with you. And all the disciples go with them. The twelve came again. Came with him. Oh, 11. Sorry. Di pa pala napapalitan si ano. Di pa napapalitan si Judas. So the 11 said, went, go fish. And then, wala silang nahuli. Then the Lord says, oh, may hello, may nahuli pa kayo na. Wala. Okay, casting nets on the side of the boat. So they cast it, and then hindi nila kayang iangat ng ano. And they realized it was Jesus on the other side. I mean, on it was Jesus on the by the beach. And so the Peter hurriedly jumped out of the boat and swam to the shore, and there they found Jesus preparing. Jesus was already prepared. There was fish already grilled already in their presence there, and there are, the food is ready. And the Lord says, Peter, thou wilt be more than this for three times. For three times he asked Peter. Peter says, thou knowest me. And always the Lord says, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Because the disciples at the time, they still are wondering what will happen now that Jesus has risen from the dead. What will we do now? Their idea was, wait and see. Ang gagawin natin na ngayon? Atin ko na, bumangon sa batay ang Panginoon. So, ano na gagawin natin? And Peter thought it was parang back to normal ng layo. Dati tayo manginista. So, manginista na tayo. They forgotten about this Jesus' thoughts. I mean, the words that was given to them. And the Lord says,
follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Hindi na nila naisip yun. And so here, sa pangyayari na ito na ang Panginoon bumago sa gitna niya at itong araw na ito, itong binasa natin ngayon na ito, the Lord continues to speak to the disciples and continue to teach them and remind them of His words. And then the Lord told them that the Holy Spirit is coming. When He says here, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power is already given to Him. If the Lord has all the authority, He is letting the disciples know He has the authority. You have to shape up. You have to shape up. Because I have now the power. And this power will be given to you. This power will be given to the disciples. As the Lord says here, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The Lord here is stating them that he is able to carry them through anumang worries, anumang alalahanin na meron sila. Kasi ang idea nila, ano mangyayari? What's the next? What's next? What will happen after this? And so the Lord is reassuring them. The Lord is reassuring them. I am the one in control. I am the one in control. Earlier in our church, we read Exodus chapter 19. And then I would like to read to you what the Lord said to the Israelites there. He said to the Israelites in Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my commandments, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine." All the earth is mine. That moment that the Lord is making a covenant with the people of Israel. And now here Jesus is making a covenant with His people, reassuring Him, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. But when the Lord said in Exodus, all of earth is mine, Jesus is like simply reminding the disciples that I am the Lord, I am God, all authority is mine. All authority, I am the one who reigns. Ako ang nangingibabaw sa lahat. And then so He says, Go ye therefore, move and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, here in this text, meron pong tatlong verb dyan. Three English verbs. Sa Greek, tatlo din tong verb na ito. We see here the word go. That's a verb. It's an action word. Diba? Pag sinabi verb, action word. So you have to show an action. Go. Move. Go. And then the next verb is teach. Teach all nations. Teach all nations. And the last verb dito sa Matthew chapter 9, chapter 28, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, is the word baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son. Yung baptizing, that's another verb. Now, sa tatlong verb na ito, there is one verb na it, ang mood niya, kumbaga, yung kanyang pagkagamit, is imperative. Imperative. Meaning, it is a command. Yung go sa ano, hindi siya imperative. I forgot the mode nitong nung go na ito. Participle, if I'm not mistaken, ha? yung go. When the Lord says, go ye therefore, yung verb na yan ay parang, kumbaga sa pagkagamit, ito ay bahagi na lang. Bahagi lang ito. Hindi yun ang utos. Hindi tayo inutusan ng Panginoon na lumahan. Lumarga. Go, therefore. That's not the command. Diba? Itong verse 18 to 20, ito yung bunubuo na what we call the Great Commission. The Great Commission. Meaning, we are given a commission, an authority, a command. At ito sa verse 19, ito yung pinaka-ano. Ito yung ating mission ng church. It said, go ye therefore. Pero hindi yan ang command, hindi yan ang utos ng Panginoon na sige, lumarga ka. Hindi yan ang utos. Hindi rin yung baptizing. Yung baptizing, participle din yan, if I'm not mistaken. Hindi siya, it's a verb. Pagkilos, pero hindi pa rin yan command. Hindi yan utos. It's not that hindi ka hindi utos, ibig sabihin na hindi ko sinasabi na okay lang na hindi baptize. Hindi ganun. But it's just that, sa Great Commission, that is not the job na binibigay sa atin ng Panginoon. That is not the job. Yung baptizing, that is just part of the job. Part of the job na tayo'y dumarga, na tayo'y kumayo. Part of the job na tayo ay mag-baptize. Bahagi ng trabaho. Pero hindi yun ang trabaho. The main job, the main mission, the main vision that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to the church, to the disciples, is to teach all nations. Yan ang utos ng Panginoon. To teach na ito is in the imperative mode. Imperative. Ito yung utos. In the Great Commission, that is the commandment. Ito yung sinasabi ng Panginoon na ito ang trabaho ng bawat isa sa inyo. Ikaw na mananampalataya ng Panginoon, ito ang trabaho mo. Hindi ito pang trabaho lang ng pastor. Pang lahat ito. Yes, champ. Kahit ikaw na estudyante pa. Kung ikaw ay naniniwala kay Kristo Jesus, ikaw ay binibigyan ng kapangyarihan ng Panginoon, nagampanan ito. This is the authority being passed to you. As the Lord has passed it to the disciples. Ang Panginoon binigyan ng kapangyarihan ang mga apostol. Ang mga apostol ipinasa ang kapangyarihan na ito sa mga binahaginan nila ng salita ng Panginoon. At lahat ng naniniwala sa Panginoong Jesucristo, lahat ng nakikinig sa salita ng Panginoon sa atin, ipinagkaloob ng Diyos ito, tungkulin na ito, this commission. Sige, sir. Ano yung commission to sir? Ano yung sabihing kapangyarihan ipinasa sa akin? Ilalagay ko na lang sa pinakamadali natin maintindihan. Di ba tayo sa ating mga komunidad, meron tayong tinatawag na mga barangay tanod o traffic police. Halimbawa, di ba may traffic police dyan? No. Ako halimbawa, hindi ako pwedeng lumabas dyan at sabihin ko barangay tanod ako. Makinig kayo sa akin. Huwag kayong pag-aalaga ng mga bata sa ganyan. At sasabihin niyo, sino ka? Sino nagsabing ikaw ang barangay tanod? Diba? Hindi ako basta pwedeng kumorma na ako. Ako yung... Bawa ako, biglang lalabas ako dyan sa mikano doon. At ako magsasabi na, oh, oh, tigila, go! Oh, sandali! Okay naman! Punta traffic doon. Hindi! Diba? Kailangan na ako ay mag-enroll sa o magpalista sa munisipyo, sa traffic bureau ng munisipyo. At sabi ko, gusto mo na maging traffic police. Kung gusto mo, ikaw gusto mo maging barangay tanong, pupunta ka sa barangay, nakatukin mo yung bahay ni Kapitan. Kapitan! Pwede bang maging barangay tanod ako? Diba? Ganyan. At ngayon si Kapitan, excuse me, sabi niya, sige, ito ka na, anong kakayahan mo, kaya mo bang magpuyat na gabi? O sige, pasado ka na. Sige, ikaw ay barangay tanod na kayo. Pipirmahan kayo, diba? Ganyan. Ganun din naman sa ano? Sa pamanan sa training niya, si Mayor, sabi niya, oh sige, gusto mong maging barangay police, maging traffic police, sige, mag-report ka dito at mag-training ka, di ba? Ganyan. Ganyan ang Great Commission. The Lord Jesus Christ have trained the disciples for 3 years and another 40 days after His resurrection. And the Lord says, hindi naman lagi ka lang nasa training. Diba? Hindi ka lagi nasa training. Kailangan mo na on the job. Kailangan mo ng gampanan. At ang Panginoon, sineset up na yung mga disciples when He said this, teach all nation. Ito ang trabaho mo. Ito ang trabaho mo. Kung yung mga traffic police, ito ang trabaho mo. Ikaw magbabantay sa kalsada nito, kailangan ang traffic, lagi control mo yan. Ganyan din dito. Pero dito, sa mga disipulo, merong inutos. Teach all nation. Now, yung word dyan na teach, yung word na teach dyan, is not yung common sa Bible na ginagamit when you teach. Like, I'm teaching you the scriptures today. Hindi ganyan. Like the teachers. That ang teachers natuturo sa eskwelahan. Hindi ganyan ang sinasabi ng hindi ganun kakitid yung teach niya dito. Medyo malaki. Medyo mas malawa. Yung teach na yun sa Bible, ang word na yun ay didakos. Didakos. Parang didactic reasoning. Paggaling yun. Didakos. As in teaching. Kaya ang mga Kristiyano meron yung tinatawag na I don't know na nabasa niyo na o narinig niyo na yung word na dedicate. O kung babasahin yung gano'n, kung bagong word sa inyo yun, didache. Kung nakita nila yung D-I-D-A-C-H-E. Didache. Pero ang tamang bigas nun, dedicate. Yung dedicate, yun ay the teachings. The early church, they have the teachings. They parang yun yung ano, pinagsama-sama nila. Kumbaga, sa atin yun, sa atin study, parang Bible, ano tawag yan? Lessons, na pag-aaralan mo, di ba, sa Sunday school lesson, parang ganyan, ito yung mga doktrina ng church, ito yung ating pinaniniwalaan. So, yan yung didikay. The early church has that. Yung mga Christians ng first century, second century, meron sila yan. And so, ano yung teach na ito kung hindi ito didamos? Pastor, ano yan? Teach na yan. Anong ibig sabihin yan? Yung teach na yan, ang term na ginamit dyan ay matayosate. Matayosate. Hirap kasi bigasin. Matayosate. Yung mat, parang sa mat. M-A-T-H. It means a disciple, a student. Now, ma-ayosate simply means make a disciple. We are commanded to teach all nations. Simply means we are commanded to make a disciple. Ito ang trabaho mo. Kristiyano ka, sinasabi mo, mananampalataya ka ni Kristo, ito ang trabaho ng bawat isa sa atin. Gumawa ka ng disipulo ng Panginoon. So, hindi lang siya basta magtuturo ka lang. Hindi lang kagaya ng ginagawa ko ngayon. What I'm doing now is teaching, preaching. But this teach all nation is not just simply teaching and preaching. Mas malalim. Because this teaching, this job that God has given us is to make disciples. Gumawa ka ng mananampalataya. How do you do that? Paano ko gagawa ng mananampalataya? Magandang makita po natin yung sinabi ni Pablo kay Timothy sa 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2. Sabi niya, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." Pastor, ano yung make disciples? How gano'n mo gagawa ng isang mananampalataya ng isang tagasunod? Paano mo gagawin yun? Here is the clue. Paul did it. He showed us an example. Ang sabi niya kay Timothy, "The things that thou hast heard of me," yung mga bagay na narinig mo patungkol sa akin, yung mga bagay na nakita mo tungkol sa akin. Because Timothy was a companion ni Jesus, a companion of Paul in his missionary journeys. Nakakasama ni Pablo si Timothy. Inuutusan ni Apostle Paul si Timothy na, o ikaw maiwan dyan, ikaw mag-alaga ng mga ito, o ikaw magturo dyan, ikaw maglagay ng mga pastor sa mga simbahan dyan. Pinagkakatiwalaan ni Pablo. Sabi, pumunta kayo dito. Sundan niyo ako dito. Mga sulat ni Pablo sa kanya. So, Timothy lived with Paul and he knew the doctrines that Paul is teaching, the doctrines that Paul is living, yung ano yung doktrina na ipinamumuhay ni Pablo. Nakita yon ni Timothy, and Paul is saying, all the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou. So, nakita mo sa akin? Nakita mo ang aking pamumuhay? Nakita mo ang aking pagtindig sa salita ng Panginoon? Nakita mo paano ko lumaban sa mga hindi naniniwala sa Panginoon? Nakita mo akong manalangin para sa isang kapatiran? Nakita mo akong magalit sa isang kapatiran? Nakita mo lahat yan. walang nalihim sa iyo. Iyan, yung nakita mo na yan, yan din ang ipasa mo sa kanila. Pero bago mo maipasa, bago mapasa ni Timothy, si Timothy kailangan ma-absorb yun. Diba? Na ma-absorb niya. So he has to live the same as Paul lived. Paano na buhay si Pablo? Diba sabi ni Pablo, follow me as I follow Christ. So, ganyan ang making disciples. Sinampo sa atin ni Pablo, namuhay siya ng open dito kay Timothy. Meaning, inalagaan niya si Timothy. Si Timothy ay binibigyan niya ng encouragement. Si Timothy ay binibigyan niya ng instructions. Binibigyan niya ng papel, ng role to do in the ministry. At si Timothy ay binabantayan ni Pablo sa panalangin. So to make a disciple, you have to pray for someone. You have to take care of him to grow in the knowledge of the word of the Lord. So hindi lang ito basta kasama mo sa church and yun na. No. Hindi lang basta ito winitnessan mo tapos okay siya, bahala na siya, lalago na yan. Hindi. You have to mold him, to teach him, to share your life to him. So when the Lord says, this is the job, go ye therefore and teach all nation. Hindi lang ito basta mag-abot ka lang ng tracks o street preaching ka lang sa kalsada o ako kagaya mo ngayon na magtiro sa inyo dito sa church. Hindi lang po yun. Ito ay magbantay ka ng isa o dalawa o tatlong tao na ipagpipray mo, papanalangin mo sila, babahagi mo ang buhay mo sa kanila para sila ay lumago at maunawa nila na ganito pala mamuhay ang isang Kristiyano. Ito pala ang mga aral ng isang Kristiyano. Ito pala ang gawin ng isang Kristiyano. And then sabi ni Pablo, okay, you know that? Impart it to someone else. Magturo ka. Basically, sinabi Pablo, paano mo nakita sa akin? Itinuro ko sa'yo? Ngayon na nasa iyo na, ipasa mo sa iba. To a faithful man. To the faithful man. Basically, he's saying, Paul, I have my Timothy. Timothy, you make your own disciple. You make your own disciple. Or make disciples. And those disciples should be able to teach others also. And sabi niya ano? Commit thou to faithful men. The Lord has committed to the disciples, teach all nations. Paul has received that commitment, that lesson. Sabi ng Panginoon, I have prepared you all to the Gentiles. And he lived it. He became the apostle to the Gentiles. Pinamuhay niya. And Paul is, you see his 2 Timothy, para siya nagpapaalam na kay ano din, kay Timothy. Kasi malapit na siyang pitay. Nagpitayan. Buta ng liig. And so he is saying, Timothy, pinakita mo sa akin, pinamumuhay mo, ipasa mo sa iba, committed to faithful men. And make sure that they will teach others also. Kung paano ikaw ay naging matapat na sumtang kagasunod ng Panginoon, turuan mo sila na maging matapat din sa Panginoon. So, this is the commission that is given to us by the Lord. Yan ang trabaho natin. each and every one of us. Bawat isa sa atin. Sabi niya niya verse 20. Okay, bago tayo magkaroon. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The very idea is that you are going to make a disciple to bring them, to make them one with the Lord, make them one with God. And then, sabi niya, teaching them. Again, this teaching here is again another imperative, the same thing. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And yan yung sinasabihin mo, ang hirap naman, Pastor. Kailangan kong mag-alaga, kailangan kong mag-aya. Ayun po, paano yan? Matigas na muna, binabantayan mo. Paano yan kung yung kaibigan mo, ano? Within isang ko, oo, tumagap-agaw siya sa Panginoon, pero hindi ko naman siya madala sa church. Ano yun? Paano mo papatayin yun? Puspusan mo ng panalangin. I-share mo ang buhay mo sa kanya. Yung ayaw mo madala sa church, yung natutunan mo sa church, pagkatapos sa pagkatasong mong church, sabi mo, huwag yun naman narinig ko sa church. Kisa sa mag-chismis-chismis ka lang na kung anong nakikita mo sa paligid mo o anong nakikita mo sa Facebook, kismis mo sa kanya, yung narinig mong mensahe ngayon, yun ang sabi mo sa kanya, yun ang iyan mo. Ito sabi sa ano, ganito pala, ang mensahe ng Panginoon, ito yung natutunan ko. Sabi niya, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So ngayon, takot na ngayon, ang bigat ng responsibilidad, di ba? Bigat! Ako nabibigatan eh. Di ba mabigat yun? Pero this is the assurance of the Lord. Sabi niya, though I am with you. Mag-aalala ka? Matigas sa ulo ka mo. Hindi mo matiis. Remember this, sa pag-aalaga mo sa mga batang yan. Ate Mami, yung mga bata na nalalangin na dito, yung mga inibitahan niya, mga bisita, batbatan po natin ang panalangin. Alagaan natin. Always remind, share our life to them. And then sabi niya, kung ikaw ay nangihina na para bang nakakapagod na silang bantayan, nakakapagod na silang ipanalangin, naririnti na ako. Do not forget what the Lord says. I am with you. May kasama ka. Hindi ka nag-iisa nag-aalaga niya. Ang Panginoon ay kasama mo. I am with you. At hindi lang yan ngayon lang. I am with you always. Always. I am with you always. Sa lahat ng panahon, sa lahat ng tao mga kasalamuhan natin, marami tayong makikita, marami tayong mga kasalamuhan, marami tayong maipapanalangin at marami tayong maaalagaan. Marami sa kanila na pasaway. Marami sa kanila na hindi makikinig sa atin. But do not despair. God is with us. God is with us. At alam ng Panginoon kung sino ang Kanya. Alam ng Panginoon. And sabi niya, I am with you even unto the end of the world. Aabot ka ba sa katapusan ng buhay mo? Kumbaga, nakatapusan ng mundong ito, aabot ka ba? Hindi. Bago matapos ang mundong ito, tayo tapos na. Pero hanggang saan man umabot ang buhay mo. Sabi niya, yan ang ibig sabihin niya, even unto the ends of the world. Hanggang saan man umabot ang buhay mo, hanggang saan ka man makarating, dahil hindi natin maiiwasan yan. Ako, when I was called by the Lord, ang isip ko lang talaga, doon lang ako sa taytay, tutulog sa aking pasko. I never expected or never even dreamed na I'll be preaching the Word of God dito sa inyo sa Taguig. Never in my wildest dream. And never in my wildest dream that I would be able to share the gospel and to share the Word of God sa Mindanao. I was given that opportunity to share the Word of God doon sa Mindanao. I was given the opportunity that for 3 months mag-aral doon sa Cagayan Valley. I was given the opportunity na makapag survey, magbantay ng isang pamilya, try to make something doon sa Pilindia Rizal. All of those hindi kong pinangarap. Ang isip ko lang, dito na ako sa taytay. And now, here, where am I? Nandito na ako sa Pasig ngayon. Nagbabantay ng gawain ng Panginoon. Nananalangin sa mga tao na binabantayan ko, na inaalagaan ko. I am discipling them. Hindi mo alam kung saan ka dadaling ng Panginoon. But one thing that we should always remember, saan ka man makarating, hanggang kailan ka man makarating. When I say hanggang kailan, hindi natin alam eh. Pwede ako, pagkatapos ko dito, bigla na lang kung tumit ko dito, kunin ako ng Panginoon. Wala akong gagawa dun. But still, I know that the Lord is with me. Always remember this. Ang pinakamahirap sa lahat, yung may mag-aalaga, yung may aalagaan ka. Diba? Mahirap talaga yung nag-aalaga ka. Yung may magulang, halimbawa, ako bilang tatay ko, sabi ko kasi laging makinilig kung ano yung pinagagawa. Wala din na lang, di ba Julian? Ano sa nangyari? Kaya nangyayari sa atin yung parang, ano ba gawin ko sa every disciples, every discipler, o lahat ng lingkod ng Panginoon, ganyan. Pero itong membro mo na to, ano ba? Hindi ka gagawin ko dito. Panginoon, dito, pasensya pa. That is the consolation of every, hindi lang mga pastor na namuproblema sa membro. Every one of us. Ito nga, sasabi ko sa inyo, ito yung trabaho nyo eh. Ito yung trabaho natin, lahat. Na tayo ay magbahagi ng salita ng Panginoon at yung binahagi na natin na yun ay paalagaan natin. Alagaan natin. Palaguin natin. At matuto sila na makinig sa salita ng Panginoon, na matuto sila kung paano mabuhay ng isang tunay na Kristiyano. Let them grow. I mean, you guide them. You prune them. Parang yung halaman, di ba? Yung halaman, babantayan mo. Yung nagbo-bonsai ka, di ba? Kung yung nag-aamin ko, yung control mo yun. May hindi ka dapat tumubunan. Ha? Diba? Yan na. So, always, babantayan mo. Pero kung hindi mo babantayan, eh, yung lalangay, masala lang mo sa saan niya. Pakita mo na lang, bigla yung iyong bahay, gubat na. Kasi hindi mo binantayan. Di ba? Na parang, uy, naging wild na. We have to take care sa ating mga ipinapanalamin sa ating mga disciples. So yun ang trabaho natin. So yeah. But again, if you are nabibigat ang pa, always remember, the Lord is with you. sa lahat ng panahon at sa lahat ng dako, even unto the end of the world. So, mga kapatid, the last words of the Lord, it's like this is the last will of God. Alam niyo yung last will and testament? Diba? And this is it. This is the last will and testament of the Lord para sa atin. Pero last will and testament kasi pag may namatay na, tsaka lang magiging na yun. Pero of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's different. Diba? Because He lives forever. But what I'm saying is, this is the charge that was given to us by God, by the Lord Jesus Christ. Better shape up. We better embrace this. Kailangan na matutunan natin ito. We have to realize na hindi pwedeng nakaupo lang tayo sa upuan. Hindi pwedeng sanay na I once read a gospel tract na are you a Sunday Christian? Yun yung tanong mo ka. Are you a Sunday Christian? Kasi marami ganun. Sunday Christian lang. But the church, this church, we are not raising Sunday Christians. Kristiyano lang sila pag araw ng Linggo. Pag Lunes, wala na naman. Pag Lunes, wala. Linggo ng umaga, yari niya ng Bible. Kasi, pinapagpag yung alikabok na nakuha nung Lunes hanggang Sabado ng gabi. Tapos lalagin niya ulit sa church. Pagdating na naman ng Linggo ng gabi, pag uwi sa bahay, andyan lang yan. Lunes, wala na naman, kinalimutan na naman. Hanggang Sabado ulit, hanggang Linggo na naman ang umaga. Yun ang nilalaw na Sunday Christian. Hindi ganun ang gusto ng Panginoon sa atin. Hindi yun ang pagkatawag natin. At hindi yun ang ituturo natin sa kanila. We should teach them to be true Christians, real disciples of the Lord. Sabi ng Panginoon, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. We are the church of the living God. He is alive and He has given us a charge. Huwag po natin sayangin ang mapangyarihan na ito na ipinagkaloob sa atin ng Panginoon. God has given us that authority to take care and to build up, to make disciples. Brethren, church, teach all nations. Make disciples. That's the last word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message that you have given us this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, for the education of your word. And anyone, Lord, that have heard this message, I pray that you touch their hearts and give out your words, your last words on earth. Give us the charge. Make disciples. Oh Lord, please stir our hearts. give us this pen. Give us the mind, the wisdom, Lord, to make disciples. Loosen our tongues so we can share your word. Bend our knees, Lord. Ikaw ang magpapagod. Palukod sa amin para may panalangin namin ang mga tao ito na nangangailangan ng iyong pagliligtas. Turuan mo kami. Ipanalangin sila. Turuan mo kami, Panginoon, na maging concern sa kanila kung paano ikaw ay maging concern sa amin. We pray, Lord, that we can perform the duties that is demanded of us by your charge. We trust you, Lord. We trust that the Holy Spirit will continue to guide us. We pray, as you promised, that you will be with us always. That we ever do. We praise you, we give you all the glory. In Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. Maraming salamat po sa pakikinig po sa salita ng Panginoon. Tayo po ang business na sa